Fixing High School. The bell has rung for the last time. No more will children be sorted by age into artificial compartments. No more will young minds be crushed under the weight of meaningless grades that measure compliance rather than understanding. No more will we pretend that learning happens in neat sequential boxes labeled grade 9, grade 10, as if human curiosity follows a bureaucratic schedule. Today, we declare independence from the factory model of education. The new architecture of mind. Subjects first, students always. In our liberated learning environment, knowledge is organized by what it is, not by when you're supposed to learn it. A 14-year-old passionate about quantum mechanics can dive deep into advanced physics while simultaneously exploring the poetry that inspired Einstein. A 16-year-old fascinated by ancient Rome can program a simulation of gladiatorial combat while reading Caesar's original Latin and understanding the actual forces that destroyed the Republic. The artificial barriers between subjects dissolve when students follow their curiosity rather than curriculum mandates. Programming, the universal language of understanding. Here lies the revolutionary core. Every student becomes fluent in programming, not as a separate subject, but as the narrative language of exploration itself. Yes. When a student studies biology, they don't just memorize cell structures. They program a living cell. Watching organelles interact, DNA replicate, proteins fold, they become the architect of life itself. Understanding through actual creation. When they encounter physics, they don't solve abstract problems on paper. Decode gravity, simulate collisions. They become the laws of nature, feeling in their fingertips how the universe actually works. When they explore history, they don't memorize dates. They program civilizations, teaching what happens when Rome adopts different economic policies, when the Library of Alexandria never burns, when different leaders make different choices. They become time itself, understanding causation through experimentation and game creation. Programming transforms passive consumers of information into active creators of understanding. The four pillars of liberation. 1. Philosophy, the foundation of all thought. No child graduates without understanding why humans think the way they do. They study the great questions that have driven civilizations. What is justice? What is truth? What is the good life? They don't just read about philosophers. They program philosophical arguments, testing logical structures, exploring ethical dilemmas through interactive simulations, and interacting with artificial intelligence. They learn that sciences are daughters of philosophy, that every other subject is applied philosophy, that science is philosophy tested against reality, that mathematics is philosophy made precise, that history is philosophy played out in time. Number two, history of intellectuals, the heroes of humanity. Students get to know their intellectual ancestors. They understand that civilization is built by minds, not armies. They study not just what happened, but who thought the thoughts that changed everything. They program conversations between Socrates and Confucius, simulate debates between Darwin and Mendel, explore what would happen if Tesla and Edison had collaborated instead of competed. Here they learn to understand that intellectuals are the real shapers of destiny, the true leaders of the world. And they see themselves as inheritors of this sacred tradition. 3. Study of war, the ultimate preventable tragedy. Most revolutionary of all, our students become experts in the causes of human conflict. Oh yes. They program simulations of every major war, testing different scenarios. What if the Treaty of Versailles had been written differently? What if the Cuban Missile Crisis had escalated? What if communication had been better? If leaders had been wiser? If people had understood each other? They learn the devastating truth. Most wars could have been prevented by better thinking, better communication, better education. They graduate as conflict prevention specialists, armed with the knowledge to stop the next unnecessary catastrophe. 4. Artificial intelligence-guided self-direction. The end of authoritarian learning. Students are partnered with artificial intelligence mentors that understand their unique learning patterns, interests, and goals. These digital guides don't control, they illuminate possibilities. They suggest connections, pose questions, offer challenges, provide resources, and tangents to follow. Students become the directors of their own education, with AI as their research assistant, programming tutor, and intellectual companion. Learning becomes personally meaningful because it is personally chosen. It becomes the ultimate power. The dance of disciplines, leaping between worlds. In this school, a student might begin their morning programming a simulation of photosynthesis, discover a pattern that reminds them of musical harmony, spend their afternoon composing algorithmic music, realize the mathematical sequences echo economic cycles, and end their day building an economic model that predicts the rise and fall of civilizations, all the while practicing and practicing and practicing good and powerful programming. This is not scattered attention. This is how genius actually works. Real innovation happens at the intersections, in the spaces between traditional subjects, by following curiosities. We're not teaching subjects, we're teaching thinking itself. The game of knowledge. Programming transforms every subject into an interactive playground. Students don't just learn about ecosystems, they build ecosystems, watching species evolve, climates change, balance emerge from chaos. They don't just study literature. They program narrative engines, exploring how character choices create plot, how themes emerge from structure. imagine pixel art. Imagine mixing genres. Ladies and gentlemen and alien invaders. Zombies versus vampires. Learning becomes play. Play becomes mastery. Mastery becomes joy. The Great Awakening. From consumers to creators. Traditional education creates consumers of prepackaged information. These systems create generators of original understanding. Students don't just answer questions. They ask better questions. They don't just solve problems. They discover new problems worth solving by looking outside of themselves. From workers to thinkers. The old system trained workers for industrial jobs that no longer exist. This system prepares intellectual entrepreneurs for a future that is swiftly headed our way. They learn to think with machines, not like machines. They become augmented humans using AI to amplify their uniquely human capacities for creativity, empathy, wisdom, and greatness. From citizens to leaders. Most powerfully, these graduates understand that leadership is intellectual. They've programmed enough simulations to see how bad ideas create bad outcomes, how good thinking prevents catastrophes, how intellectual courage changes the world. They graduate not as followers waiting for instructions, but as leaders preparing to guide humanity towards its highest potential. The promise. This is the education that could have prevented every war. This is the education that could have stopped every avoidable catastrophe. This is the education that could have unlocked every piece of human potential that we've wasted through ignorance and miseducation. These students will be the first generation in history to be truly, fully, authentically educated. Not processed through systems, not trained for compliance, not limited by artificial boundaries, but liberated to think, create, and lead. They will inherit a world shaped by those who feared human intelligence. They will reshape it through the fearless application of their own. The revolutionary truth. When students learn to program, they learn to think in algorithms. When they think in algorithms, they see through propaganda. When they see through propaganda, they become impossible to control. When they become impossible to control, they become truly free. And free minds, creating together, can solve any problem, prevent any catastrophe, build any future that they can imagine. This is not just educational reform. This is the liberation of human potential itself. The future belongs to those who can think clearly, create fearlessly, and see through the illusions that have trapped humanity for far too long. Welcome to the school that teaches freedom. Welcome to the education that saves the world.